Welcome, my name is Divine. This is episode 50 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about what I call the called and the chosen. The called and the chosen. And by the grace of God, the anchor scripture I'm going to be using for my podcast today is Matthew chapter 22, verse 14. And many of us know what it says, right? It says that many are called, but few are chosen. I love
how the Bible is, you know, has different translations. Like if you look at the New International Version, it says, "For many are invited, but few are chosen."
If you look at the New Living Translation, it says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." Right? So why is there that disparity, right? Like what does the Bible exactly mean when it says that, ooh, many are called, but few are chosen? It could mean many different things, but in the most general context, it just means that the fact that a person has been called, right? The fact that a person gets an invitation doesn't mean that the person will get to the very top. The thing is, salvation is something that is open to everybody. Salvation is open to everybody, right? But it's not everyone that necessarily accepts that invitation of salvation. There's a part of the book of Revelations that says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. You know, if you open your door to me, I will come in, I will sit with you, and I will sup with you." Right? So that invitation is there, but are you accepting that invitation? If you even look at the book of Proverbs chapter 1, right, it says that, you know, wisdom cries out in the streets. It calls out in the public squares. How long will you simple ones be devoid of understanding? Right? So the thing is, many people are called to walk in wisdom, to live good lives, to live lives of holiness. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they are living those lives of holiness, right? So the thing is, like, for example, the fact that a person has that tag that, oh, I'm a Christian, doesn't mean that they've been chosen, right? Because unfortunately, we live in a time of this world where many people want that badge of Christianity, but they don't want to carry the cross of Christianity, right? The Bible says that if any man must follow me, he has to deny himself. And he must daily, not, you know, every Sunday, right? He must daily carry his cross and follow me. So the thing is, many people, they want that tag that, oh, I'm a Christian. You know, I've given my life to Christ. But then you check their lives and you notice that there has been no change. The thing is, you cannot be a child of God. You cannot say that you've truly been saved and have no change in character. Unfortunately, that is one problem that is very big in Christendom these days, where people say once saved, forever saved. And that is not true. The fact that you've been called to salvation does not mean that you've been chosen, right? Because the Bible says that, you know, there are people that have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. The Bible says, from such, turn away, right? So the thing is, many people, you just see them, they have this tag of Christianity, but it's like nothing other than the fact that they've said the prayer of salvation. There's literally no part or portion of their lives that have changed. They still have the same bad habits. They have the same behavior. They have everything, right? So they want the convenience of being called Christians, but they don't want the inconvenience of actually living out a life that pleases God. So I'm encouraging you today, be careful, right? The Bible even says, there's this part of the Bible that whenever I read it, I'm like, oof, this thing is really, like, it's really telling. Like 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10, where it says, "Therefore, brothers, strive to make your calling and election sure," right? So look at what the Bible says. This was Peter, not speaking to people that were unbelievers. No, he was speaking to people that were actually believers, right? He says, "Therefore, brothers, strive to make your calling and election sure." So those people had been called. They had the calling of God upon their lives. They had given their lives to Christ and everything. But Peter was saying, strive to make your calling and election sure. Again, the thing is, the fact that a person is in church does not mean they are going to heaven. I'm telling you, unfortunately, there is a good number of people in church that are going to make it to hell. Again, the fact that you're called does not necessarily mean that you'll be chosen, right? So you need to strive to make your calling and election sure. How do you strive to make your calling and election sure? Is daily carrying that cross. Daily carrying that cross, right? Be part of the field. The Bible says that broad is the way that leads to, you know, that leads to hell, right? And there are many that take it, but narrow is the way. Difficult is the road that leads to life. And there are few people that take that road. People are not willing to go through the narrow gate. Going through the narrow gate requires the grace of God. It requires personal discipline. It requires saying, you know what, God, I've given my life to you, and I'm going to actually obey your word, right? So again, I will encourage you, please carry your cross daily. Don't be a Christian by mouth. Again, the Bible even says that faith without works is dead, being alone. So don't be a Christian by mouth. Oh, I'm a Christian. I go to church on Sunday. Check your life. Are you actually obeying the word of God? Are you actually doing God's will? Right? Because again, look at that. The thing is that if you really want to be chosen, right? If you really want to be chosen, you need to do things that the called are not willing to do. The chosen people are the people that are willing to depend on God's grace, have faith in God, and they obey God's word. They obey God's word regardless of what is going on around them, regardless of the pressures of the world. Let me tell you this. There is no person that gives their life to Christ that is not going to be tempted, that is not going to be tested, right? If a person, because again, unfortunately, we have many people that really peddle this kind of gospel that, oh, you know, once you give your life to Christ, all your problems are over. That is not true. That is not true. Even the Bible says that right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent, they take it by force, right? So that means you need to work, right? Like, being a child of God is an active process. It's an intentional process. It's a daily process. Again, he says, 2 Peter 1:10, strive to make your calling and election sure, right? Strive to make your calling and election sure. So I'm encouraging you, like, make sure, audit your life every day. Like, God, how am I living my life? Like, look at Daniel. I really love the story of Daniel, right? Daniel, if you look at the book of Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says that he proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the king's meat. He made a decision. He said, you know what? Amongst all these people that have been called to be wise men to eat at the king's table, I'm going to be different. I'm going to be chosen. And because he was chosen, notice Daniel was, he stood out amongst all those people. When the king was like, oh, who am I going to put over all the wise men in Babylon? It was Daniel that was chosen. Even if there were many people, there was a large potential pool of people. But the difference between that pool of the called and Daniel in that exclusive group of the chosen, remember, many are called but few are chosen. The big difference between those two sets of people was that Daniel was a person that obeyed God. He truly obeyed God in everything. Or look at his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? When there was this graven image that the king said, oh, everyone must bow to this image. If not, you'll be thrown into the fire. You see those three boys. Again, there were many people there. There were many that were called, but those three Hebrew boys were chosen. Why? Because they chose to take a stand with God. Let me tell you this. Even if right now they may not be saying that, oh, they will throw you into the fire. But there are many worldly pressures that are trying to get you to choose against God, choose for the devil, right? But again, the thing is, you can overcome those things. God has given you the grace. God has given you the strength. You can overcome. There are worldly pressures. It can be from friends. It can be from an evil habit. It can be from relationships. It can be from many different things. It can even be from your family. Right? But you need to take a stand with God. You need to take a stand with God. Again, those three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they stuck with God. And when they were in that fiery situation, God showed up. Again, I love this part of the Bible that says, I've been young, now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. God even says that I will never leave you nor forsake you. God is not going to let you go. He's going to watch over you. Right? He's going to watch over you. But again, if you want to fulfill your mandate on this earth, if you want to go through that narrow gate, you need to be among the chosen. You don't just want to be among the called. Yes, it's great. At least having the call is good. You know, at least you've taken that first step. But you need to go to the second step of being chosen. right? Again, the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, that it is he that endures to the end, that is the one that will be saved. There are many people that, oh, at the beginning of their lives, they were Christians. But again, did they endure to the end? It's those that endure to the end. It's those that carry that cross daily, right? That will be the ones that will ultimately gain eternity in heaven. So I am really, really encouraging you. I'm really encouraging you today. Decide for God. Make that decision that God, regardless of the pressures of the world around me, I am going to do your will. And as you do those things, the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. So again, I want to give you, for you to even be called, right? Like the very first thing you need to do is you need to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to make that decision of being called and surrendering to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe you died on the cross to save me from all my sins. And I believe you rose again on the third day. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Cleanse me of all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you just said that prayer, congratulations. You're a child of God. I will encourage you. Now you've been called. Now, how do you get chosen? Being chosen is a process that goes over your lifetime, right? So find a Bible, right? Again, you can find, you know, the King James Version. Many people read the King James Version, but, you know, a version that's probably pretty understandable for most people is the New International Version or the New Living Translation. Find one of those versions. Start from the book of John. Read what the Bible says. Do exactly what it says, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Right? You will see that, oh, okay, to that call that you've gotten, you are now trying to strive for being chosen. You are trying to make your calling and election sure, right? As 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 says. So I will encourage you, also find a Bible-believing church. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. But again, there's many other Redeemed churches. There are many other churches all over the world that are also great. But just make sure it's a Bible-believing church, because there are many, many, many churches that say they're Bible-believing, but they go contrary to the Word of God, right? So I'm encouraging you, find a Bible-believing church, seek fellowship with other believers, do God's will, and all will be well with you. I will see you in the next podcast, episode 51. God bless you, and thank you.